Earlier this month, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, announced it had rejected Governor Evers' appeal for more than $26 million in aid for public infrastructure damage in six counties.
That's after severe storms and flooding swept through last August. It leaves questions as to how these counties will come up with the millions of dollars to cover the repair costs.
FEMA wrote in a letter to the governor stating that this funding was, quote, not warranted. The federal agency did grant a separate request for nearly $30 million in funding to homeowners and businesses.
The Trump administration said, after its decision, that states are obligated to recover from disasters and federal funds are meant as a supplement.
In Wisconsin, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said emergency aid is a federal responsibility, while noting he'd be open to providing more money from the state.
To learn more about what's next for these communities, we're joined by Chris McGowan, Deputy Director of the Milwaukee County Office of Emergency Management. And Jeb Salins is here, Director of Door County Emergency Management. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for inviting us.
Chris, starting with you, Milwaukee County's executive said last fall that the county can afford to put county funds toward repairing public infrastructure that was damaged in the severe floods in August. In Milwaukee County, what repairs are still needed over 6 months later?
So within our municipalities, a lot of our municipalities were holding back, waiting to see what the final determination was going to be for the public assistance side of the FEMA funding. We have not gotten any reports on any progress that they've had in the local jurisdictions on what repairs they've made there. Here as a county agency, we were affected by the floods, and several of the projects have moved forward. Several of the projects have not moved forward. So our agency, in one of our other disciplines, we took a significant amount of damage to one of our radio infrastructure units, and we were forced to make repairs to those out of our operating funds in order to get that back online to 100% capacity.
And so the several projects that haven't been started yet, what are the dollar figures on them, and what is not underway?
So that I don't have an accurate report on. So I know that as a county, the public assistance request that we put forward to go in with the state was at or near $20 million worth of public infrastructure. Hmm. And so to what extent some of those projects have moved forward, I'm not sure. I know that our Metro Milwaukee Sewer District is moving forward on some of their projects. I just don't know to what extent or what dollar amount they're moving forward with.
Jeb, turning to you, can you give us a bit of a rundown for Door County? What type of damage hasn't been repaired yet, and what were you seeking federal funding for to cover those costs?
So our damages were a little bit different from Milwaukee's. Milwaukee had a lot of flooding, where our damage was more around debris removal. Mm. So we had one tornado touchdown in Peninsula State Park, and then a couple water spouts out in the bay. Some straight line winds also affected the northern half of our county. So most of our damage was debris removal. So most of that was cleaned up in the weeks following the event. Newport State Park was our one exception. They had massive area of downed trees. So they were able to clean those up this winter. They had a crew come in and remove those. Yeah.
Jeb, some people might be thinking, you know, debris removal can't be that costly for a community like Door County. Has debris removal been a challenge?
Well, it definitely has. Door County is a rural community. You know, a lot of these towns and villages that were affected are small villages, you know, 1,500 or less people. When you have incurred costs in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, that's a lot for a small municipality.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Chris, FEMA did offer nearly $30 million in federal aid to households and to businesses for flooding recovery. And this recently denied funding was for assistance with public infrastructure, as you're well aware. Do you have any clarity as to why this request for funding was denied?
No, unfortunately, we don't have any answers to why this was denied. That's something that we've been having discussions with Wisconsin Emergency Management and trying to reach out to federal partners to try and get some line of sight on why the public assistance portion of this was denied. But even though we put in for and were granted $30 million as a state for individual assistance, Milwaukee County actually saw over $152 million that was allocated to our citizens. So we started at $30 million allocation, and we ended with our community being supported with $150 million.
We are talking about next steps for communities around Wisconsin after FEMA denied more than $26 million in disaster relief funds following severe flooding and storms last August. Chris McGowan is here, Deputy Director of the Milwaukee County Office of Emergency Management, and we're also checking in with Jeb Salins, Door County Emergency Management Director. Jeb, what other ways can counties or municipalities get assistance for these infrastructure repair costs, especially when a community, you know, is small, as you mentioned, and you know, where do they turn to?
Yeah, so since our application for our federal funding was denied, we are now working with Wisconsin Emergency Management. So the state does have a Wisconsin Disaster Fund, which mimics the federal program. It's a little bit different, but mimics it. So we're working with them to reach out to our municipalities and develop applications so that they can get reimbursed for some of their funding as well.
How does the Wisconsin Disaster Fund work?
It's based on the municipality's population, and then if they reach a threshold of cost, then they're able to apply for reimbursement.
You know, Chris, the West Allis mayor had told a TV station that the state's disaster relief fund isn't as robust as FEMA's program. What does that mean for communities that would, you know, seek to dip into the disaster fund for Wisconsin?
So the benefit of the Wisconsin Disaster Fund is that now that we've gotten the PA denial from the federal government, the state has a funding source to be able to help out as much as possible the municipalities that took damage during this event. The mayor in West Allis is correct that it's not as robust as the federal government's funding source, and the reimbursement rate is much less, but it is still something. So short of the disaster relief fund from Wisconsin, municipalities and taxpayers will have to shoulder the burden of this damage, or priorities will have to be set to be able to decide what projects move forward and what projects don't and on what timeline.
Could you speak more to that? I mean, could local residents who are hearing this end up footing the bill on some of these infrastructure repair projects?
Well, it will be dependent on each individual municipality to decide how and what projects they move forward with. Mm-hmm. So based on what their projections are and what their budgetary allocations are in the years to come, which of these projects can move forward, which ones do they have funding for, which ones can they alter other projects in order to fund some of these infrastructure projects, they have to make more local decisions on what projects move forward and when and on what timeline.
Jeb, what comes up for you as you think about the local input of community members and what moves forward and who pays for it?
I know for us, one of the biggest things that weren't really covered with this process was actually the mitigation part of it. So we were denied federal funding for public assistance, but we were also denied mitigation dollars as well. And for communities that are rural and facing increased disasters, as we have been in the last few years, those were funds that we were really looking towards to help our community and prepare our community for the next time. That's one area that we were disappointed in. And unfortunately, not all of our communities will be able to apply for Wisconsin Disaster Fund because some of them just didn't make the threshold individually. So they will unfortunately have to foot the bill themselves.
Can you give an example of what mitigation funds might be used for to prepare for the next disaster?
Yeah, so Peninsula State Park is one of the biggest state parks in the state. It's probably our fifth largest municipality in the county on any given Saturday during the summer. Mm. It's a beautiful place. I love going there, but it has no cell phone reception, which, you know, is kind of the nice part about camping out in the wilderness. But makes it very difficult to receive emergency alerts for tornadoes severe weather. So that was one project we were really hoping to fund with mitigation dollars to protect people that go up to Peninsula State Park.
So the White House said after rejecting this appeal that disaster recovery is a state's obligation. And leaders here like Governor Evers and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss disagree, saying it is a federal responsibility to help these communities out. You're on the ground dealing with these things as they happen. Chris, as you see this back and forth, is there a message that you want to send lawmakers, you know, and what they should hear?
During the event, when the event was happening, there were several of the lawmakers, federal lawmakers, their staff sat down with us and were asking about updates of how things were going on the ground. And the discussion that we had then was that unlike other disasters that we deal with, generally disasters are considered a community occurrence. Flooding specifically is more of an individual-based occurrence. And so when it comes to reimbursement, disaster funds, things like that, the perspective on how that gets judged is slightly different. And so this is the flooding event that we saw here tends to be thought of more as a individual taxpayer, individual community's problem, and not a community as a whole, like a tornado or a hurricane would be. And so my message would be to look at how flooding is looked at and evaluate how better or how best we can support the municipalities and the community and individual taxpayers moving forward for flooding events.
Jeb, as we close, your message to politicians about disasters?
Yeah, in this time that we're facing more and more disasters, it's a time where we need our federal government partners to do something big and bold and not just retreat from their responsibilities. We're all in this together. So, you know, we really need new ideas and also to fund local emergency management departments so we can get those boots on the ground and mitigation projects going, because that's how we're going to save money. You know, I understand that the federal government wants to cut money, but funding mitigation, for every dollar you spend on that, you get $6 back in response cost.
Wow.
That to me is a great way to help out local communities and also lessen the tax burden on individuals.
Well, Jeb and Chris, thank you so much for joining us and for this check-in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
That is Chris McGowan, Deputy Director of the Milwaukee County Office of Emergency Management, and Jeb Salins, the Door County Emergency Management Director. We spoke about FEMA's denial of assistance for millions of dollars in public infrastructure repairs after severe storms and flooding swept through six counties last August.